Travis and Jason Kelce reveal their thoughts on who they think is behind Mystery Drones. By Dylan Gwynn on December 18, 2024. If you tuned into the most recent episode of the New Heights podcast with Travis and Jason Kelce, hoping to find level-headed and reasoned opinions on the East Coast mystery drone sightings, you pretty much got that. No one go crazy, everyone keep calm, they're just drones, Travis said. What are they doing? We don't know. Somebody's just FCKing around in their backyard. Jokingly attempting to swerve the conversation back to the paranormal, Jason asked, do they have weapons? No. Can they hurt us? No. Pansy CCCCC. Jason added, I don't know what they're looking for or what they're trying to find, but they're searching for something. The Super Bowl champion brothers continued jokingly attributing the drones to alien invasion. Still, they ultimately agreed that spreading conspiracy theories was a path they didn't want to go down. The aliens are among us, the Pentagon said it, Travis said. No, they're not aliens. They didn't say it was aliens, Jason countered. Dude, ask Dad. He's been on the satellites, dude, he heard 'em, Travis insisted. Jason is right. The Pentagon did not say the drone sightings were aliens. As of now, the Pentagon has only said that the drones do not belong to them, nor do they belong to a foreign power. Could they be lying? Sure. However, given that most of these reported drones use navigation and illumination lights that do not fit the description or operating pattern of a spy drone, foreign or domestic. Spy aircraft, drones or planes, usually try not to draw attention to themselves. What about the Kelce brothers' claim that these drones belong to people in their backyard? That is also unlikely, given that most of the aircraft sighted are about 6 feet long. Which is a large enough aircraft that would be well outside the price range of what private citizen hobbyists and enthusiasts can afford. Private companies use large drones, such as those that fly over rural farmlands, performing crop dusting or irrigation. But why would a large drone be needed to fly over a densely populated urban and suburban area like New Jersey? A smaller drone could easily photograph such an area. In any event, the Kelce's guess is as good as anyone's, and there is no shortage of guesses.